You ever try to switch seats with someone when you're driving? It's 99.7 DJX.
No, that's probably frowned upon unless you're stopped. You get out, walk around.
Right. I'm saying without like getting out.
No.
You're just in the car. You're parked, obviously.
Yeah.
And have you ever tried to switch seats with someone?
That's harder to do. You just get out, walk around.
It is. And you're thinking, well, why wouldn't you just get out and walk around?
Right.
Well, when you're the star of a Setting the Bar story and you're pulled over by police, then
you're making
maybe,
bad choices anyway.
Yes, exactly. Setting the Bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting to put the car in park.
Oh!
And switching seats.
Oh, wow!
Then you're doing okay, because then this happens. That's the sound of the car in reverse.
Uh-oh.
As they're trying to switch seats there, Fernando there in Florida, he got pulled over and was trying to do a little switcheroo with his passenger and forgot to put the car in actual park.
Yeah, maybe, that's a key first step.
Yeah, maybe only made it up to reverse because, you know, reverse is what? Is the one right under park? Is that how it works?
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
So anyways, got it up into reverse, was trying to do it quickly, and it backed right into the police car.
It hit the car?
Yes.
No!
Thankfully, no one was hurt. Fernando did try to just kind of mosey off, like open the passenger door and just get out and start to mosey off.
And when you say mosey, run.
Well, he didn't start immediately running.
Hey, stay in the car. Stay in the car.
Yeah. He didn't immediately start to run. He just started to mosey. And then, yes, police then wound up catching up with him pretty quickly afterwards. He has been driving on a suspended license. He's been in trouble before.
Attempting to leave the scene is going to also clue them into...
Yep.
There are some other things to look into with this one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, you mean he didn't want to just answer our questions?
Yeah.
He's going to get up and leave?
Yeah.
That's probably a clue that there's more wrong. So, yeah, set at the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting to put the car in park and switching seats, then you're doing okay. I remember my...
And whatever you did led up to that, too.
Yeah. I remember my... one of my managers a long time ago, when I was a... newspaper delivery person.
Oh.
The paper boy back in the day. Like something happened to a customer's paper and they wanted a replacement because that's what we would do. And so the manager came and re-delivered a paper to a person on my route, didn't put the car in park, and it drove through their garage.
Wow, that's a double whammy. First, you destroyed my paper. Second, you destroyed my garage.
Now, to be fair, I don't believe it was my fault that their paper was destroyed. I want to say maybe it was raining and it, well, maybe it was my fault because I didn't put the paper in a proper spot or whatever. But anyways,
or put it in the bag, the protective bag.
But yeah, the manager re-delivered a paper, didn't put the car in park, and it drove through their garage.
Did they cancel their subscription after that?
No.
Oh, that's great.
They didn't.
Didn't even lose them as a customer with all that.
Sure didn't.
That's great.
So there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 JX.